All right, everyone, welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and today we're diving into something super crucial, especially in this wild world we live in. Navigating change with emotional resilience. Ever feel like life's throwing curveballs left and right? You know that feeling when everything seems appended, and you just want to scream, "Hold my coffee," while simultaneously craving a giant bowl of ice cream? Yeah, me too. But the thing is, change is inevitable. It's the only constant in our lives, like that annoying friend who always shows up uninvited, but hey, at least they keep things interesting, right? Now, I'm not saying we have to love every twist and turn, because let's be real, some changes can feel downright brutal. But what if we could learn to approach those curveballs with a little more grace? What if instead of getting knocked flat by the unexpected, we could actually bounce back stronger? That's what emotional resilience is all about. It's not about being immune to feelings. Because let's face it, feeling things is what makes us human. It's about having the tools and strategies to process those emotions in a healthy way, so change doesn't derail your whole shit. So here are 5 key takeaways to help you build that emotional resilience muscle. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. First and foremost, don't try to bury or ignore those feelings. Bottling them up is like trying to hold back a tsunami. Eventually it's gonna overflow. Take a moment to really sit with your emotions. Are you feeling anxious? Frustrated? Tired? Let yourself feel it without judgment. It might even be helpful to journal about what's going on, just getting those thoughts and feelings out of your head. 2. Focus on what you can control. Change often throws a lot of things up in the air that are completely outside our control. But guess what? There's always something within your control. It might be how you react to a situation, how you choose to spend your time, or even just deciding to focus on the positive aspects of your day. Shifting your attention to these controllable factors can make a world of difference in how you navigate change. 3. Cultivate a growth mindset. This one's huge. A growth mindset means embracing challenges as opportunities for learning and growth. Instead of seeing change as a threat, try viewing it as a chance to stretch yourself, develop new skills, and discover hidden strengths. Remember, you are not defined by your circumstances, but by how you respond to them. 4. Build strong connections. We humans are social creatures, and our relationships provide invaluable support during tough times. Reach out to friends, family, or even a therapist talking things through can help you process emotions, gain perspective, and feel less alone in the journey. 5. Practice self-care like a boss. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. It's about making time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's going for a walk in nature, listening to music that moves you, or simply reading a good book, prioritize self-care as a non-negotiable part of your routine. All right, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're applying for your dream job. You put your heart and soul into the application, nail the interview, but then, crickets. Rejection stings, right? It can feel like that punch to the gut that throws everything off balance. But here's where emotional resilience comes in. Instead of letting rejection derail you, think about it as a learning experience. What did you learn from the process? How can you use this feedback to make your next application even stronger? Maybe there are certain skills you want to develop or areas you need to focus on. See, change can be a powerful catalyst for growth. So, remember these key takeaways. Acknowledge your feelings. Focus on what's within your control, embrace challenges as opportunities, connect with others, and prioritize self-care. This journey of navigating change is a marathon, not a sprint. There will be moments when you feel like you're conquering the world, and other times when you just want to crawl under the covers and hide. But remember, it's in those moments of vulnerability that we learn the most about ourselves. And that's what emotional resilience is all about, showing up for yourself, even when things get tough, and emerging stronger on the other side. Now go out there, embrace the change, and rock your world. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little dose of emotional resilience. And if you have any stories or insights you want to share, drop them in the comments below. Until next time, stay balanced, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.